Almost every year since 2006, students at Tantramar Regional High School have been fundraising and rowing their hearts out for the Greater Moncton Dragon Boat Festival in support of the Lions Sick Children's Fund. And every year, Tantramar's contribution keeps growing. This year, a small army of nearly 200 students and 14 staff at the school have raised more money than ever before, and they're not even done yet. Here's math teacher Julie Jones, who's been coordinating the Dragon Boat teams for 17 years now.
The reason why we need an army of people like that is because we have right now currently, and there's still money coming in, but right now I have a total of $45,539.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Which is absolutely amazing. And like last year, our total was almost 39,000. So we were like, okay, well, you know, that was an exceptional year. We'll make our goal 30,000 this year. And we were at 30,000 so early on in the season that we thought, well, we better change our goal to 35, and we did. And then now we're 10 grand over what we thought we were going to get. So I'm pretty darn proud of these kids. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Tantramar students form a Dragon Boat Council to help organize the event. This year's lead on the Dragon Boat Council is Katarina Hicks, who is bound for Acadia University next year to study biology.
I think that it is absolutely wonderful that for such a small community compared to the other boats that we have raised this year, $45,000. Like, that is such an accomplishment, and I'm so proud to be a part of that.
Among other things, the students ran a carnival, sold veggie seeds and popcorn, and hosted two shows featuring Nova Scotian hypnotist Ian Stewart. Another council member, Mac Faulkner, says he particularly enjoyed bringing events to his town.
Like, one of the good things about Dragon Boat is that not only can we fundraise money for charities, we can also do it in ways that engage our community and that people in our community can enjoy the experience as well as helping sick children.
Faulkner will captain one of the TRHS teams that will race this Friday on Jones Lake in Moncton. The Dragon Boat Festival is a two-day event, starting with high school competitions on Friday and corporate and community groups competing on Saturday. Jones says a parent committee is working on setting up a Titans Village for the students at the lake on race day, complete with shelters and food. The students will arrive around noon to start getting ready for the races with face paint and team shirts. Faulkner says it's a day many students look forward to.
It's one of the few days of the school year where you get to leave school early, you get to hang out with your friends, you get to do cheers with all the other Titans and have like essentially the whole day of just like having fun and enjoying being with your fellow students. So I think the spirit component of Dragon Boat is my favorite aspect of it.
Jones says a lot of community members make the trip to see the races, and it's an impressive sight.
You have to go to experience to see how awesome it is to see all that school spirit. And it kind of gives you chills to be there. When you have 196 kids all in a big circle doing like their cheer circle and cheering and getting pumped up right before the races, it's kind of a neat thing to be in the middle of that circle and see all of these teenagers there going, okay, we just raised a whole bunch of money and now we're going out to compete. And what's really neat about it too is that this would be the one thing that all the high schools in Anglophone East can compete against each other in. Like, there's no AA, AAA, single A, you know what I mean? It's every high school in Anglophone East has at least one boat in.
Tantramar started participating in the Dragon Boat Festival back in 2006. Jones recalls how the initial fundraising goal of $1,800 to enter the school's first boat seemed ambitious at the time.
At the time, I was a pretty new teacher. Like, I'd only been out at Tantramar. I got there in 2001, so I'd been there about 5 years. And I kind of said to them, that sounds like a lot of money. I don't think we can do that. Like, that's a lot. And they were asking me, it was pretty close to when the races were going to be happening. So they said, they begged me. They're like, no, come on, we can do it. We'll take care of everything and we'll do it. And so I gave in and said, okay, if you are able to organize the whole thing, we'll do it. And a long story short, they ended up doing it, getting the money they needed. So we went to the races.
The first year they participated, Tantramar also won the high school race, which fueled the excitement for the event at the school.
Because the kids were so excited about it and they had so much fun and came back and told their friends all about it. The next year when we decided to do that, we ended up with two boats. And then the next year there was three boats. And the next year there was, oh, I'm looking here now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boats. And then it just kept growing and growing and growing from there.
This year, Tantramar had 8 teams ready to race, but thanks to the success of the girls' rugby team, which will see them competing in the provincial championship game this Friday, one team had to be dropped from the roster for race day. This is the last year in the festival for both Faulkner and Hicks, as both head off to university next year. Faulkner is headed to Kingston, Ontario to attend Queen's, and he says he'll be taking some extra leadership and organizational skills with him, thanks to his time working on the Dragon Boat Council. Hicks says her experience heading up the council has also been invaluable.
I think I've really learned how to, like, grow into a leader, because, like, before I'd had, like, a hard time leading meetings and stuff, and now I really am more comfortable in, like, a public speaking role, and I don't know, I feel like I've learned who I would like to be as a leader.
Hicks says it will be bittersweet to race for the last time this Friday, but she feels confident that the Tantramar team will continue to grow even after she's gone next year.
It's nice to see, like, hand the torch down to some younger kids, and my leadership team is so wonderful, and I'm sure that they'll do such a wonderful job. I'm really trying to prepare them, so, like, I've worked closely with them, and I'm excited to see how they deal with being a leader in the school and, like, I don't know, like, put what I've taught them into action and really take over. I think that would be nice to see.
The Greater Moncton Dragon Boat Festival starts this Friday afternoon at Jones Lake in Moncton. There's still time to help the Tantramar team raise even more money and attain the coveted prize as top fundraising school. You can find further info by looking for TRHS Official on Facebook or other social media.